Can You Do That, listeners? It's Allison Michaels here, and as I mentioned on our special episode earlier this week, we're winding down Can He Do That with me as your host as I head out on leave. So we're taking this episode, my last for now, to reflect briefly on the past year and let you know what you can expect in 2018. First, this podcast started from the idea that a deeper understanding of the office of the presidency is inherently good for a well-informed electorate and is something that's important for our democracy. We hope that as you've listened, you've agreed. Well, now is a great time to send us your feedback. Send me an email at allison.michaels@washpost.com about what you wish you'd heard more of on the show, what you loved, what you didn't like so much, what you think we missed. We're all ears. Second, since you'll have some room in your podcast listening queue for a bit, go back and check out our archive. Here are some of my favorite episodes that I think are not to be missed. First, our April 14th episode on how far Trump, or any president for that matter, can go when it comes to acts of war. Reporter Dan Lamothe talked about the power given to Trump by the authorization for the use of military force that was put in place by Congress. The question is, can he do this? Can Trump continue to act without congressional approval? And more importantly, how far can he go?
Barring some major change in the calculus, like Congress all of a sudden having a big enough majority to say enough's enough, and we want to define what an AUMF looks like, and we also want to define what the post 9/11 AUMF that has become basically, you know, the crutch that we can use to go into battle wherever we feel we need to, is basically ended, and we're going to start new ones and have separate conversations going forward. Barring that, I think you're going to see a lot more of the same, and until there's some reason to look at the world differently.
And of course, our May 10th emergency episode, Can Trump Fire the FBI Director?, where reporter Matt Zapatosky weighed in on Trump's unexpected decision to fire James Comey.
On Tuesday, Trump decides, I'm going to fire Jim Comey. So everyone is like, really? Over the Clinton investigation? Like, isn't this kind of not old news because it's been in the news now, but isn't the damage already done here? And another curious thing is Trump was fairly laudatory of Jim Comey's October announcement. He used it in the campaign. You can understand why. You know, his opponent was now a subject in a criminal investigation again. But so on one hand, he uses it in the campaign, and then he uses it as a justification to fire Jim Comey. It's pretty weird.
For our July episode about whether or not Trump can bring back manufacturing jobs, we talked to reporter Damian Poletta about Trump's promises and the future of employment in this country. Trump promised to bring back jobs to working class Americans, so can he do that?
I think he can. What kinds of jobs is the big question, and can he bring back the jobs that he sort of seems to romanticize from the 50s and 60s? No, those jobs are gone. And the question is, when can the White House sort of accept that they need to focus on a new kind of 2017 and beyond job? Or are they going to still stay focused on jobs of yesterday? And the sooner they focus on those jobs of today and tomorrow, probably the more they can get done.
And of course, our live show from the week of November 7th, what a blast that was. Reporter Karen Tumulty shared her thoughts on the future of the American presidency.
What about you, Karen? Has Trump changed the presidency forever?
No, not forever. I think that every president has an opportunity to remake the presidency, and some of them seize it and some of them fumble it. And whoever follows Trump is, you know, likely. David Axelrod always says that, you know, voters in elections are usually looking for a remedy and not a replica of whoever the last president was and however they conducted themselves. And there's no reason to think that won't be the case next time.
There's a ton more episodes, both in your feed and at wapo.st/canhedothat. Or you can tune into some of our other Washington Post podcasts like Constitutional, Letters from War, and the Daily 202's Big Idea. Thank you all so much for tuning in over these past 50 episodes. It's been so much fun making this show, and I can't wait to come back. Thanks so much to the great producer, Carol Alderman, to our editor, Jessica Stahl, to design from Rachel Orr and Kat Rudell Brooks, to logo art from Loren Boglio, and thank you to all of the reporters and all of the experts who have taken the time to come on the show. We'll be back in 2018.